Still ahead on WMAL, Larry Kudlow joining us at 8:35 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
If the mayor does come to the decision where she asks you to resign, will you?
Well, my focus is on making sure that the district has the direction that it needs. My focus is on doing the work to win back trust that I have broken in any for anyone in the district, the community, and making sure that DCPS is on the right path. And I'm committed to doing that.
That was the D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson on Fox 5 discussing why he moved his daughter to a different school within the system. To discuss that with us now is Chuck Thies, the political strategist and former Mayor Vincent Gray, his campaign manager. Chuck, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on, Lo? With this, you've got the chancellor of the schools moving his daughter to not once but twice to different schools, none of them in where she should be going, none of them in his ward. Why does he still have his job?
Well, let's be clear. He didn't just move his daughter from one school to another. He did it behind a smoke screen. He employed the services of another top-ranking Bowser administration official, and he did this only 2 months after he himself signed a new set of rules to prevent this from happening. He abused the power of his office. That's what's really at the center of this. The question as to whether or not his daughter needed to be in one school or another, that's something a family needs to address. And then there are channels, there are proper ways to have a child moved. What he did was he abused the power of his office and leaned on another public official and had them do this. To me, I don't understand why he still has his job. Shockingly, the person whose assistance he sought in this was told by the mayor to resign.
Right. That was the deputy mayor for education, Jennifer Niles, who was fired Friday or asked to resign.
Vince. But that's really important in all of this.
Go ahead.
Why does that public official lose her job?
Right.
But the person who benefited from this scheme, the person who concocted this scheme, is still on the job.
Well, that's my question. That's my question for you, in the sense that, like, what is Antoine Wilson's relationship to the mayor, Muriel Bowser, and is it so close that she's going to guarantee that he stay on in a $300,000 a year job, practically, just because she likes him? I mean, what's the deal here? Why isn't he getting canned?
Well, if you talk to some of the council members who have come out and said it's time for him to resign, one of the things they point to is poor performance or underwhelming performance. So that's a very good question. Why is the mayor willing to expend so much political capital? Because I've heard from dozens of parents who say this is intolerable and he needs to go. And that means there's thousands of people who say this is intolerable and he needs to go. Why is Mayor Bowser willing to expend so much political capital and take this hit for a guy who isn't a superstar? In fact, schools are flatlining. There's been no great improvement. No one's been looking at the schools during the first year of his tenure saying, hey, what a great job this guy's doing. It's a very good question, and it leads to speculation. One thing that people have said to me, keep in mind, the FBI is currently investigating the D.C. public school system. Well, if there's a guy who has a job that knows something and you fire him, he probably runs to the FBI and says, hey, guess what I know? That's one possibility. I'm not saying that's what's going on, but there are people who are suggesting that he's keeping his job because the FBI's investigation includes the executive office of the mayor, and he has the goods on people.
Well, all of the scandals involving D.C. public schools that we've seen develop over the last few months would lead that speculation to actually happen, because you have a situation where there's grade inflation, rampant grade inflation going on in the city, students not even showing up for class, graduating anyway, questions of how that even happened, the D.C. public schools have facing that question, and meanwhile, the guy who's in charge of running it violated rules that he set up just 2 months prior, violating them in order to get his daughter into a preferred school. And in the end, a deputy mayor's already been canned. He hasn't. It's not a shock, Chuck, that you would ask that very question. What corruption is going on that the mayor would not fire him?
Well, and as they say, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And that appears to be part of what's going on here.
So, Chuck, you've worked for Vince Gray. Is he running for office or what? And is Muriel Bowser going to win this thing in a walk? Despite the fact that we're talking about these blemishes, she seems to have the popularity and not much of a threat right now.
Well, I spoke with Vince over the weekend. We discussed the ongoing scandal involving the chancellor. We talked about some other things. And one thing we didn't talk about was a potential mayoral bid. I'm not one of the people who consistently ask Vince, are you going to run, are you going to run, are you going to run? What I do is I wait for Vince to either seek my advice or tell me what he's going to do. I can tell you this with certainty. He has not yet decided. That I know for sure. I also know that the clock is ticking. Petitions to qualify for the ballot are due about 1 month from today. It takes a few weeks to get that done. Vince has always gotten into races later than most candidates. He's been very successful. He's won every election he's participated in, with the exception of one. So the timeline isn't worrisome to people who know Vince and know his style. Looking at what's going on right now with the mayor and the political toll that this is exacting on her, it certainly opens the door a little wider. But this mayor has benefited from puffball coverage. I'm not talking about WMAL, but I'm talking about, for example, the Washington Post. Yesterday, the very first cut of the story about the chancellor, the headline read, council members and political leaders call on chancellor to resign. The headline as it reads today is chancellor beats back calls for resignation, and the entire article has been changed. So Bowser benefits from a public relations machine and an important local newspaper that basically treats her with kid gloves. She's not going to be easy to beat. Think of all the other scandals. You know, it was only a few months before the rules were changed that two of her top administration officials cheated the school lottery to get their kids put into schools. That didn't have any traction. There was no public outcry. It's amazing the haze that forms around her and that these scandals don't seem to make it all the way to her. I could literally spend the next half hour of your show listing scandals and the names of whistleblowers who have been fired or forced out of their jobs under her administration. And your listeners would be like, wow, I didn't hear about that.
Well, in 30 seconds, why wouldn't then Vincent Gray take one of these scandals like the school, what's going on with the schools, and say, you know, we're going to revamp it. We're not going to have a lottery. We're going to do vouchers. That would be a huge plus for him.
I can't speak to the education policies. Vince has always put education at the forefront of his political and his governing agenda. And he can certainly bring an argument about the schools to voters and ask them to consider him. The problem for Vince running is that for 5 years, he was hammered. People pointed at him and said, he's a crook, he's a crook, he's a crook. For 5 years, voters who came to the district after 2011 just see him as a mayor who was plagued by scandal. They don't see the accomplishments of his administration. They don't see the fact that there were no government scandals during his administration. There was a scandal about his campaign. And what they don't realize is that he was vindicated.
All right, Chuck, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon. Thank you so much.